You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The Office for National Statistics collects and publishes statistics related to the UK economy, population and society, from employment figures to migration statistics and much more besides. The ONS is also an RNIB Visibly Better employer. Joining me now are James Evans from the Data Architecture Division and Pamela Hunt, Divisional Director of Strategic Skills and Resourcing. Welcome in both.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, James, let's start with a little bit about your career and your working life with the ONS.
I've kind of been here for 30 plus years now, and I've pretty much loved every minute of it. I came in as an AO, which is the entry grade at the ONS and most civil service departments, worked in a kind of processing call center, and then took the opportunities that were available to me, including training and qualifications. And I think it's about 5 or 6 promotions now. Later, I've worked in many different areas during those promotions: GDP, international trade, environmental and sustainability, and more latterly, capability, which is where I've started working with the RNIB, really. I should probably mention that I got a life experience of sight loss. So I was kind of born registered blind, and I went to a blind school and a blind college, the Royal National College in Hereford, which I imagine many of your listeners may well have attended as well.
Was that a challenge when you first started, James? Were there barriers to you getting your job done effectively? It must have been a huge change over the last 30 years or so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a huge challenges, really. I kind of always think I fell on my feet working with ONS, because when I first came in, I had a normal size monitor, and people just noticed that my head was about 2 inches, if not closer, away from it, trying to read it. And people took an active interest. And the next thing I know, even 30 or so years ago, they were supplying me with large screens. They're nothing like as sophisticated as we've got now, of course. But even then, there was the culture in the ONS to try and help, So it's I've always kind of got that gratitude to give me the career that I've had.
The ONS now offers a number of internship placements throughout the year. Pamela, how do they work and why have these placements been created?
We often look for opportunities to work with organisations to bring in people that might not otherwise consider joining us as an employer, and making sure that people are aware that they can come and work with the Office of National Statistics, and that we will provide people with the support to perform at their best, regardless of their background or circumstances. Actually, with this scheme, we have worked with really passionate people across the organisation to be able to work within their business areas and make these opportunities possible. And James, I think you were instrumental in actually setting this up within your business area. So yeah, you might be a little bit closer to how you're working with the people on that scheme.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So I was, I got a coaching role anyway. So I was doing some volunteering in a coaching role with the RNIB. And we were talking about the blind disability. I've got the lowest employment rate. It's really, really bad of all the disability categories. And we talked about doing an internship. And the first time it's ever been done before, we're really working hard on it. But essentially, what it's going to see is 8 people from the blind community, 2 at a time, coming in, doing 3 months each into my area, so doing clerical matching and resolution. And essentially what we want to do is provide them with really valuable work experience. We want to develop their capability. And I think most of all, we want to build their confidence and resilience. So after those 3 months, they're going to have really valuable work experience that they can talk about, that they can put in their own applications and talk about in their interviews going forward. And so currently we're anticipating these opportunities are going to be open at the end of this month. Your listeners will be able to find out more about them on the RNIB website. And the HR have been really supportive in getting this up and running. So really looking forward to it.
And I'd say that's what I love about the Office of National Statistics. From a central point of view, what we find is that if we try and do things centrally and push it out, you don't get that commitment. Whereas the way that we work is taking the initiative and the passion of people that really care about all types of diversity and inclusion and really supporting people to make that happen. And I think people get a much more authentic and genuine experience of the Office of National Statistics through doing it that way.
In your career experience, James, do you think it's easy to tell when a potential employer is serious about accessibility?
I would say so. I had a couple of jobs prior to come in to the ONS, and I think it was a stark difference. When I came to ONS, I didn't kind of sit on my seat. I wouldn't have had the confidence, you were to say, I need these adjustments, I need these requirements. It was very much a culture of how can we help you get better? What can we provide to play that, to provide that level playing field? And it's gone from strength to strength. It's not even like an appointment thing where you do a review every year, very occasionally, just in passing, either tech support or HR or whomever it is will ask if everything's okay. And it's a kind of continuous communication.
For someone who might be interested in taking part in a placement with the ONS, what do they need to do?
So they'll go into the RNIB and then they'll be sent an application form, and it'll talk about the kind of examples that they've got. And your listeners might be familiar with the with the STAR, which is the, you know, the an example of the situation, the task, the action, and the result, and all the criteria of anonymous people reviewing the application, because we don't want to see the names or be influenced by those kind of things, and or the, you know, connections that they have. We want to base it purely on people's ability. Pamela, you've got those kind of things in situ for just general recruitment, haven't you, to be as fair and open and transparent as possible?
Yes, absolutely. So throughout our recruitment processes, whether it's for an internship or a placement, then we make sure that we are following a really standardised process. We give people the opportunity to make the most of the experiences they have got and to be able to talk about those. And we're also really clear throughout in terms of our commitment to reasonable adjustments and making sure that people are given the opportunity to present themselves in the best light and really help us understand what they would get out of the opportunity, how they would be able to use their skills within the ONS, so that we can make sure that these opportunities are going to the people that are going to benefit the most from them.
So, for example, I wasn't used to, when I went into interviews, you were able to declare if you had a disability so it could be taken into consideration. So I think your listeners will relate to how well that it's really difficult, if not impossible, for people like me to make eye contact. But eye contact is such a fundamental skill in communicating. So whenever I go into interview now, I always kind of make the panel aware, it's usually a panel of three, to make sure it's really independent, that look, I'm not going to be making eye contact as well as the other candidate, and these are the reasons why. And there's a culture, as I say, in ONS that you're able to do that. You're confident it's not going to be held against you, and then you can go in there and give your best, and that's what the internships are all about. It's providing people from the blind community with that much needed experience so they can go on and find fulfilling jobs and careers.
Well, as we mentioned earlier on, the Office for National Statistics is also an RNIB Visibly Better employer. James, how did that process work, getting involved with the programme and becoming certified?
Essentially, what they had to do was prove that all their recruitment was okay, is standard, fair, open, transparent, but have it, you know, go in that extra mile and provide an evidence that panel members are kind of receptive to any disabilities you have, making reasonable adjustments for people who are going to interview. And that might be, it might be that people want to take in their examples with them. For example, if they have difficulty, stress or anxiety in recalling them, it's not just a blind or partially sighted thing, that they can take examples in them. Again, if you give pre-notice, I think there are some instances, not universal, where people can have the questions beforehand. So there's a whole multitude of things that ONS had to prove prior to being awarded. I know, of course, we're going that extra length of doing the internships as well. So fingers crossed we can retain it.
I think the main thing is that we make sure that we're applying inclusive standards across all protected characteristics, and mm-hmm. we really support all of our networks and individuals to be able to form partnerships with different partners who can help us show ONS as an attractive employer, who can help make sure that people understand who we are and that we can support people to come in and have fulfilling careers. And a lot of that, as you said, James, in our team, it's around creating the culture where we allow these things to happen, and it's a bottom up kind of force multiplier approach. And then the standards that we always take and that we can then talk about when we're entering into these partnerships, as you've referred to, is our really fair and open recruitment, the workplace adjustments throughout that recruitment process, but also making sure that we have all of those things in place once people are in, that we've got really clear points of contact for if people need any assistance while they're working with us. And we're looking at the moment, actually, to see how we can improve that workplace adjustments team just to make it even more effective and efficient for our people. And we're just constantly looking at our diversity statistics and trying to look at where barriers may come about within our careers so that we can intervene where needed to make sure that people are getting the opportunities that they need to.
James, how do you think a blind or partially sighted candidate might feel knowing that they're putting in an application with a certified visibly better employer? Do you think it makes a difference?
I think it absolutely does. I think they can be assured that the organisation has taken the time and effort to get that certification, and they should notice the difference, right? They should notice the difference of understanding and also transparency and fairness. And it's essentially giving them the opportunity to do as well as they can. I think it's well founded that talent is widely spread. Talent is everywhere, essentially, but opportunities, unfortunately, are not. And I think when an organization takes the time and effort to become a visibly better employer, that says a lot about the organization. I think, and for me, it's about having a massive reservoir of talent out there. And this organisation, for one, wants to tap into that. And we're talking about VBE, but Pamela's in charge of social mobility as well, where you've got kind of, we run in schemes for veterans or carers and things like that. It's not just the right thing to do. It's the actual very efficient and economic thing to do. As I say, massive reservoir of talent. So let's tap into it.
Pamela, from an HR perspective, is there something that you'd like to be able to tell applicants before they apply for a role? Maybe if they're feeling apprehensive about putting in that application, as we mentioned earlier.
Well, what I certainly want everybody to know is that the ONS is a place where you can have a career. We've got lots of different types of roles. We have, obviously, as you'd expect, really great statistical pathways. And as well as these internships, there are lots of ways that you can join the department. There's things like apprentices. We have our Fast Stream programme that we're part of, that's across the civil service as well. We'll be recruiting a lot of roles as we've got the upcoming census. So please do keep an eye out for opportunities to join us. And that's, as you can imagine, out for statistical organisation, is a really exciting time to be part of ONS. And there's also a lot of work that's being done on our economic statistics as well. So it does feel like a really exciting time to join us. What we're really looking for is your motivation. We're looking for really great behaviours in terms of people who are going to be able to come in, be inclusive and collaborative. And then there'll be technical requirements for roles as well. But because of those different pathways, no matter what your experience, I'm pretty sure that people can find an opportunity to come and join us. And that recruitment process is set up to allow you to be able to bring out those examples and be able to call on your transferable skills so that you can join us if that's something that you want to.
James, is there a piece of advice that you'd have for people who are either looking for employment or interested in internships, like the one through the ONS and RNIB?
I would say don't ever define yourself by what you can't do. Always focus on what you can do and continually develop, regardless of your age and circumstance. It opens doors.
James Evans and Pamela Hunt from the Office for National Statistics. Thank you both for your time today and for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.